Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
It's Friday. Let's get it. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary on Westwood One Sports, always inside your Westwood One Sports app, and live across North America on Sirius XM Channel 375. I've come up with a way to properly punish the Utah Jazz for this tanking business, but is it realistic? We'll talk to Nick Friedell, NBA insider, in about 20 minutes here on You Better You Bet about that and whether anybody's actually going to pay attention to All-Star Weekend. If the USA versus the world fix is actually that, or just kicking the can down the road on the All-Star game becoming increasingly irrelevant in the NBA. But we've been talking plenty of NFL offseason, the idea of Derek Carr maybe making a comeback. He's floated that out there. Talked to Alex Gold in Kansas City earlier. So let's keep it in the AFC West. I've had some wild thoughts, at least according to some, about what the Raiders should be doing this offseason. Let's talk to somebody who's really legit plugged in on everything silver and black from Raider Nation Radio and the Las Vegas Sports Network. Q Myers joins us here inside the Power Hour on You Better You Bet. Q, how you doing this morning?
Man, fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show. Definitely appreciate you.
No, we appreciate you giving us some time, man. I want to start, obviously, with the elephant in the room, which is the Max Crosby situation. Not happy with the way the end of the season played out. Doesn't sound like he's a fan of Tom Brady's wellness director, Alex Guerrero, coming in and telling him about the way the end of the season would go down. And sounds like he'd like to go somewhere else. In particular, the whispers of New England have been mentioned. So let's start with Crosby. Is there any way to mend this relationship between Max Crosby and the Raiders?
Yeah, I think so. And it's funny because it feels like this is the elephant in the room almost every year, right? Every offseason. And I guess when you're a team that has as many coaching changes and coaching hires and fires as the Raiders do, that situation's going to happen. But yeah, Max was not happy when he got sat down at the end of the year. Alex Guerrero is the guy that comes with Tom Brady, as we all know. But, you know, the thing is, everyone sung his praises during training camp. Everyone said, you know, with the weather and everything, the conditions in Henderson, where it's really hot, you know, the guys that are taking care of their bodies are Alex Guerrero and his team. So a lot of people sang his praises during the training camp and leading into the regular season. And then when Max Crosby gets set down for, you know, whatever reason or the other, you know, obviously the knee situation, the first round pick, the number one overall pick, we all know what goes into that situation. He just wasn't happy. So I think that things could be mended. I think there just needs to be a serious conversation, and they have to figure out where the timelines match up. If the timelines match up, right? Max wants to win. He wants to win more than anything else. He wants to win. And the Raiders don't look like they're close to winning. But what does the timeline look like? And if it seems like they're somewhat, you know, on the same trajectory and on the same line, I think that Max will be okay. If they're not, I can see the Raiders trading him.
Yeah, I was going to say, Max is still at the peak of his powers. He's 28 yep. going on 29, can still have a massive impact on games and a season as a whole. But with all the overhaul that's needed of this roster, I mean, really, you could go up and down, and there's few names yep. outside of Bowers and Genty that you get excited about. Is there a belief in Max Crosby's camp that they can turn this thing around quickly enough to where he's not going to be in the back third, the back stretch of his career before this team is competitive again?
See, that's the key right there. And that's where I think the conversations with Clint Kubiak, who, you know, Max Crosby was there on Tuesday when he was introduced. He wasn't in the actual press conference, but he was in the building because he's in the building first every single day. Clint Kubiak said that he sat down and had a cup of coffee with him and had a conversation. From everything I understand, that conversation went really good. But I do think that there's more conversations to be had. And again, I think you hit it on the head. Do those timelines match up? You know, Max, like I said, wants to win. He talks about that all the time. He wants to be legendary, right? He's got Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and Muhammad Ali tattooed on his chest. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to be the ultimate winner. So that's his thing. And of course, he's beloved by Raider Nation. Him and Mark Davis have a fantastic relationship. I know that he doesn't want to leave Las Vegas, but he might have to leave Las Vegas. And then on top of that, the Raiders might look at it and say, you know what? We're not going to win right now, and the best way to try to turn this roster around is actually to move you to a contender where we can get some more assets. So I think it's a I think it's a two-sided conversation, and I think both sides need to be realistic with each other, take emotions out of it, and just be realistic and say, what is better for you and what is better for us?
Keeping it in reality, what do you think they can get in return for Max Crosby if they end up moving on?
Now, that's a great question. I think that it's like a first-round pick. You know, one first-round pick, maybe a player, maybe a first and a third. That's what Devontae was traded for when the Raiders made that move in 2022. It was a first and a third. I could see that. But, you know, it's funny. I hear people saying the Micah Parsons trades, that was two first-round picks and a three-time Pro Bowler in Kenny Clark. I think that's a little bit rich, but you know how the situation goes. If there's more than one team that wants you and they start getting into a bidding war, maybe. The other situation here is a lot of Raider fans are thinking, yeah, go trade him to the Jets, get a couple first-round picks. Well, why would the Jets trade for him, right? Why would a team in the top 10 that is obviously talent void, just like the Raiders are, why would they trade for him? They need all the picks that they can get. So it's got to be a team like the Bills. It's got to be a team like the Bears, the Lions, the Cowboys, teams that actually have realistic opportunities to go win, and that's at the back end. So it's probably going to be a later first-round pick. So then the Raiders have to decide, is that juice worth the squeeze, right? Is that situation something that's going to make us get excited and fired up about turning this roster over?
Q Myers is out in Vegas for Raider Nation Radio and the Las Vegas Sports Network with us here inside the Power Hour on You Better You Bet. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos. As far as accumulating draft capital goes, I had an idea yesterday, Q. I don't know if this makes sense to you or not, but I look at the Raiders roster and I see a long-term rebuild taking place. Like I said, outside of Bowers and Genty, there aren't a lot of names to get excited about if Max Crosby moves on his way. So why not listen to offers on the first overall pick? I know Mendoza is the only quarterback that people feel good about in this draft, and they know they need a quarterback, but that philosophy of getting the quarterback first when the rest of the roster hasn't been built out has not worked for a lot of young quarterbacks across the league over the last 5 to 10 years. Is there any thought to, okay, we can move this first overall pick for a hefty amount of capital, and we can use the picks we acquire there, the picks we acquire in a possible Max Crosby deal, to build out this roster more quickly and dive back in on quarterback in another year or two?
I think the thought is there for sure. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I mean, you know, look, if a team calls and they give you a king's ransom for the number one overall pick, you'd be silly not to listen and at least consider it. I think good businesses is definitely thinking about it. And that's why the Raiders haven't come out as a team and said, yeah, Fernando Mendoza's our guy. Clint Kubiak was asked about him just the other day, and he said, hey, I got a lot of film to study. We'll see where the number one overall pick ends up being. We'll see where Fernando ends up going. So a lot of people thought, oh, man, maybe they're not in on Mendoza. Look, I don't think Clint Kubiak's the head coach of the Raiders if they weren't going to go get their quarterback, right? They've been without a quarterback since Derek Carr got sat down by Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler. That was multiple GMs ago and multiple head coaches ago. So they've been having this quarterback carousel for the longest. It would be, in theory, you're not wrong. Grab extra draft capital, build this team out, go back into the draft next time and get a quarterback. But you're not guaranteed you're going to have that opportunity. The Raiders learned this when they were trying to get Jaden Daniels a couple years ago, and they ended up with the number 13 overall pick, which was great. They ended up with Brock Bowers, but they didn't get their quarterback, right? So they're not guaranteed that they're going to have this situation again. And a lot of people say, well, Q, if you go and trade back, get extra capital, you can always trade back up. Well, okay, well, what's the point of that? Right. I mean, if I'm going to trade and collect extra picks and then I'm just going to give them right back to trade back up, what am I doing? It's like I'm hustling backwards. So I just think that when it's all said and done, the Raiders will end up with Fernando Mendoza, Clint Kubiak, and him will have an opportunity to grow together. And the other thing about this is you don't have to play him right away. Tom Brady has also been on the record of saying he's not a fan of quarterbacks playing immediately. And I know he's the number one overall pick, and very rarely do you see the number one overall pick not play. But when you understand your situation, you know you're not that one quarterback away from being a playoff team. You can sit them for some handful of games, maybe even a year if you want to sit them and let someone else play it, like an Aiden O'Connell or another kind of a bridge quarterback, and then get ready when the situation is better, then let that quarterback go play.
What is the hope, you think, realistically, again, for what Mendoza can be? Because I look at Mendoza and I see a guy who obviously is coming off a great year. But yeah. I think in a lot of other drafts, he's not a 1-1. I think his ceiling, if everything goes right for Fernando Mendoza, is maybe top 10 to top 12 quarterback in the league. Do the Raiders look at that and say, hey, we're willing to spend first overall capital on this? Because like you said, we've been in the quarterback wilderness for 4 or 5 years now.
I mean, personally, I think he could be better than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold just won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And now I know that he has got a lot of weapons around him, and that defense is incredible. I think he could be at least as good as Sam Darnold, right? And he was the, what, number three overall pick by the Jets? So I think that there's a real scenario where Fernando could be good. If he was drafted in the, what, 2024 draft with Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May, I think he would have been fourth. I don't think he would have been first. I'd be silly to believe that he'd be better than Caleb or Jaden or Drake, but I think he could be right behind Drake and ahead of Michael Penix, and I think that that's fair, right? And so if he could end up being a really good Kirk Cousins, a really good Jared Goff, you know, maybe Matt Ryan-ish, you know what I mean? Like, if he could be anywhere around those guys, that's a win, right? And the Raiders haven't had that kind of quarterback play since 2016, Derek Carr, right before he broke his ankle. So I think that for the Raiders in particular, this would be a home run hire if they could bring him in and have him as the face of the franchise. And, oh, by the way, in Vegas, they don't have a home field advantage right now. Allegiant Stadium has a lot of the opposing fans come in with all their jerseys and their signs and all excited and taking over the stadium. You know how many Mendoza jerseys will be all over Allegiant Stadium? They go and take him number one overall. And I know you don't draft a player just for jersey sales, but it's also a part of it. And I do think that all of a sudden he could become the face of the franchise, someone Raider Nation could rally behind.
Yeah, reigniting the fan base has to be an important part of it. You got to consider it, definitely. Q Myers with us from Vegas, talking Raiders. Before I continue down the path of the Raiders specifically, though, we naturally brought up Derek Carr because those talks about him maybe jumping back in have come up in the last day or two. Just your impression of that idea. I mean, the only team I could see even remotely making sense would be if Minnesota decides they want to season J.J. McCarthy for another year and Carr gets to go play with a competitive team and some really good receiving weapons at his disposal, a great quarterback-related head coach in Kevin O'Connell. But even that, I think, is a stretch. You know, Carr didn't look terrible in his time in New Orleans, but he also didn't look very good.
Right. Well, that's the thing about it. And listening to him and his brother talk about him coming out of retirement and playing with a contender, I was thinking, this is a guy that hasn't won a playoff game, and he's only played in one in his career, right? I mean, in 2016 was the peak Derek Carr. That's when he was playing at his highest, and that's when he broke his ankle on Christmas Eve. So, you know, I think if he wants to come back, great. He's a good dude. I think he could be a good quarterback for any team. But it was just funny to hear him say that, well, he has to play for a contender. Well, I mean, what have you done in your career to make that kind of statement? I got to play for a contender. Well, you've never been on a contender. What are we talking about? You know, so and never proven to be the guy that puts that team over the top either. So, I mean, if he wants to go back and play and try to solidify a position for somebody like Minnesota, like the Jets. Look, the thing is, there's not a lot of quarterbacks in this draft, as you know. So, you know, there could be a scenario where a team reaches out. The thing is, they'd have to trade for him. He's under contract with New Orleans. And, you know, he says he's healthy, so maybe he'd give it a go. But I just thought it was kind of funny that the demands were, well, I got to be able to play for a Super Bowl. Okay, well, you never had an opportunity to play for a Super Bowl. So maybe that's the only reason to lure him out. I don't know. But, yeah, a lot of Raider fans are talking about bringing him back as a bridge. And I'm like, man, look for your next, not your ex. It's just that simple.
Don't settle. Don't fall back into the same bad habits. I got you. What is the expectation for Clint Kubiak? Is there, I mean, obviously, walking into the roster constructed as it is, we all know it's going to take some time to build it out, but what is the immediate expectation? And then what is the long-term hope maybe for Raider fans?
Well, I mean, the long-term hope is that he's going to be the head coach for a long time. He's going to get multiple contracts, right? Because that hasn't happened at all. I mean, I've been here in Las Vegas since 2021. This is the fifth full-time head coach since then, right? And so that lets you know the math doesn't math right there. So that's already a bad situation. So, you know, seeing what he was able to do in Seattle as an offensive play caller, you're hoping that he's able to turn this thing around, grow with the quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, grow with the offense, you know, make it a legit offense, something that they haven't had for a very long time. You know, be able to be the CEO and build this thing up the right way, where you have a lot of young talent, John Spytek and Tom Brady leading the charge when it comes to the roster construction. Be able to get this young talent that you're assuming that they're going to bring in and get them all on the same page so they're a competitive team. They're a team that could be a playoff team year in and year out, right? Not one of those that you look at them on schedule and say, oh, that's a win, right? I mean, they've got to be much better. You know, got to bring that commitment to excellence and that just win baby mentality back to the Raiders. And, you know, with his, you know, his family ties with Gary Kubiak being a four-time Super Bowl champion, his dad, obviously he's got the football acumen. I mean, he's that guy. So they're just hoping that he could be there for a long time. Basically, like John Gruden was the first time when he got hired, when he was a young, up-and-coming guy. They're hoping that Clint Kubiak could be that same guy and take him to the promised land.
What has the Brady effect really been real? Has it been felt around the organization to this point?
Everyone says it has, right? I haven't seen it particularly for myself. I know John Spytek said he's not able to be in the building all the time. Obviously, that had a lot to do with him being on the broadcast for Fox. But with that being said, you know, there's people in the building that say, hey, he's much more heavily involved. He didn't really do a whole lot, in my opinion, last year. But, you know, the one thing we all know about Brady is if he doesn't do something very well, he will work his tail off to get better, just like the broadcast. I don't think his first year broadcasting was very good. Last year was a lot better. So I think that he's going to take this roster, you know, building a job that he has and as a minority owner, but the expectations he has, I think he's going to take it a lot more serious and really put his, you know, put everything he can into it to try to get it right and make sure that, you know, his name is not a, you know, not smeared as like, oh, well, there's something there. There's an area that Tom Brady failed at. He doesn't want to do that.
Hugh Myers of Raider Nation Radio and the Las Vegas Sports Network with us here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today. One last thing I wanted to ask you about, because I think it's the under-the-radar sort of linchpin to this whole thing working over the next few years, is the offensive line. How quickly can they remake that offensive line so that when Fernando Mendoza does get in there and does get snaps, he's not running for his life?
Yeah, they have to do that immediately, right? I mean, that's something that they should do before he ever gets drafted, because that offensive line was a train wreck last year. I mean, let's just keep it real. You know, I mean, the Geno Smith got sacked, what, 55 times? Like, that just can't happen. So, yeah, I'm looking at that offensive line. I'm looking at the $100 million that the Raiders have in salary cap space and thinking that they have to attack that. The other situation is Clint Kubiak comes in, and you know what kind of blocking scheme the Kubiaks, the Shanahans always run, that zone blocking scheme. It's never really worked for the Raiders whenever they've attempted to do that. So I asked Coach about that the other day. You know, what do you need? Well, we need athletic offensive linemen. We need a smart center. We need this, that, and the third. So they've got to not only go out there and reconstruct the offensive line, they've got to reconstruct it to guys that can fit that scheme. So that means that the offensive line coach hire is going to be important as well. So they've got to get that done first and foremost. I would never put Fernando Mendoza back behind that offensive line until I knew that it was solid.
Actually, one more thing before I let you run, Q. For those watching on the YouTube stream, they can see the Tupac plaque behind you. So
that's right.
My wife and I have, since we first met, since like our very first date, have a long-running argument. I am East Coast Biggie. She is West Coast Tupac. I imagine being in Vegas, you fall down on the West Coast Tupac side, correct? And how much did the Diddy documentary completely blow up all the I can't listen to Diddy songs anymore.
It really did, man. It's really bad. And look, I'm a West Coast hip hop guy, but I love the East Coast hip hop. I'm a big Diddy, you know, fan and the music that he put out. Biggie, obviously. I got a picture of me and Diddy over here in the house as well. And yeah, that documentary and everything that went down really kind of puts a dark cloud over everything that we knew growing up. And, you know, all the different lyrics you go back and hear, take that, take that, take that. And you're like, oh, maybe not. So. Yeah, it's not too good. Not too good, my man.
Q, I appreciate your time this morning, man. Appreciate you getting up early out west. Going to be an interesting off season in Raider Nation. We appreciate you taking the time.
No doubt. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Q Myers of Raider Nation Radio and the Las Vegas Sports Network. I mean, obviously a Tupac fan. He's got the plaque on the wall behind him, so it's – In our family, at least, it is a long running back and forth between my wife and I. And I have always solidly been on the Biggie East Coast side, and she's been on the Tupac West Coast side. And it's very hard to back the East Coast side of things after you see the Diddy documentary, because he was involved in all of it. And I can't even listen to Diddy songs anymore. I can't. The entire Bad Boy catalog has been ruined for me by the Diddy documentary and everything. And so I've had to basically, yet again, for like the 6 millionth time in nearly 20 years of marriage, turn to my wife and say, yeah, West Coast over East Coast. And I shrug my shoulders and walk away from it, feeling like I lost another one, my better half. It's the way it goes. Speaking of the NBA, though, because we were talking about the Utah Jazz earlier, I think there is a legitimate way to actually punish the Utah Jazz for this tanking thing. They got a $500,000 fine, it was announced yesterday, for holding out Jaren Jackson Jr. and Lauri Markkanen from the fourth quarter of a couple games last week. That's not going to do anything to deter the Jazz or any other team from tanking. $500,000 fine when you're making $300, $400 million in revenue in a given season. I have an idea for how you can actually deter NBA teams from actively tanking. We'll get into that with veteran NBA insider Nick Friedell next here on You Better You Bet, right here on Westwood One Sports.
The NFL franchise tag window opens Tuesday, and this is where the offseason gets real. Pay them, tag them, or let them walk. We'll tell you the moves as they happen on Westwood One Sports.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-719-5877 now for your free no obligation offer. That's 833-719-5877. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Offers are typically below market value in exchange for speed and convenience. Call for details.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with the Platinum Card. Transfer your credit card balance to the Platinum Card within your first 60 days and get a 0% intro APR for 12 months. Our members could save thousands of dollars over the promo period. Visit NavyFederal.org/platinum. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 10.24% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends 3/31/2026.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa. Like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu, well now you can go and take that cruise. Liberty, 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 Liberty.
One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Inside the Power Hour, the final hour here on You Better You Bet for a Friday. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today on Westwood One Sports. You can always join the conversation at 310-840-4910. Thanks to Q Myers for joining us from Vegas, giving us some insight on the silver and black. Alex Gold earlier, an AFC West kind of day as we talked what could be one of the most unique off seasons in the last decade or so for the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we wrap up, we'll get you our three stars of the day, which will likely include some thoughts from each of those two gentlemen. We'll talk NBA with Nick Friedell in just a couple of moments here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. I have a thought on how you can actually punish teams for tanking. Not just a fine that really doesn't mean much to them at all, but actual impact that would really deter teams from any kind of tanking strategy that the league could be able to prove. I'll ask Nick about that when we get him on in just a few moments. We haven't even talked yet about the fact that in the Lakers' win last night over the Mavs, 124-104 in L.A., LeBron James had, do we call it the oldest triple-double in NBA history? He was the oldest player in NBA history to have a triple-double. 28 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. So at the age of 41 years, 44 days, he passed Karl Malone for the record of the oldest player in NBA history to record a triple-double. Still a little something left in there, maybe. Maybe just a little gas left in the tank for LeBron and the Lakers as we approach the All-Star break. That's another thing I can't wait to ask Nick about. Is there any fix for All-Star weekend? I don't know. I don't know if there is. We heard Nick Wright's wild idea yesterday. I don't know if, well, first of all, that's never going to happen. Would be wild if it did, but I don't know if there's a legitimate, realistic fix for the NBA All-Star weekend. As it takes place this weekend, and it's USA versus world. But there's two U.S. teams, and there's one world team, and we're going to play mini games, and how legit. Anyway, we'll get into all of that, the All-Star weekend, and maybe a little LeBron discussion as well. Nick Friedell, Odyssey NBA insider, joins us. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Morning, Nick. How are you, my friend?
It's great to be with you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I want to start with this because the news came down yesterday afternoon about the Jazz actually being punished, as I make air quotes with my fingers, for sitting Jaren Jackson and Lauri Markkanen in the fourth quarter of those games last week. A $500,000 fine. I like to do this to put it in like everyday legitimate perspective for average people like you and I and the listeners. Like a $500,000 fine for a team that has $320 million in revenue in a given year is like you or me getting a speeding ticket. Like we're going to slow down for a week or two, especially driving through that speed trap, but it doesn't mean we're never going to speed again. Teams are still going to try to tank. So my fix, you tell me if this is anywhere approaching a realistic solution, is dock them probability and percentage points in the lottery. Oh, you finished as one of the top three and you're going to have a 14% chance at the top overall pick in the draft lottery? Nope, not anymore. We found you guilty of tanking. Your probability gets cut in half. You're down to 7% now. We'll disperse the other 7% amongst the ping pong balls to all the other teams in the lottery to make it even, but your odds get cut in half. Would that possibly deter teams finally from tanking the way some of these teams like the Jazz are trying so hard to tank?
I like where your head's at, and I think there's a chance, but tanking is so prevalent, and it's certainly worse than we can remember in a long time, but it's been part of the game for years and years and years that I'm sure we're just waiting for the next team to find some loophole and be like, all right, well, we'll tank tonight, and we won't tank on Thursday, but yeah, we'll figure out some other way around it. The league has a massive, massive problem with all this. They know it, which is why they're coming down as hard as they can to the point about the speeding ticket. But the reality is, if you get caught this publicly, what they're hoping is that a team, let's take the Jazz in this case, says, oh, God, all right, let's kind of rethink how we're doing the substitutions late, and let's put our best players in to see what happens later in these games. All we can know is how this unfolds going into March and April, but it's not going away. And what I know the league is hoping is, okay, well, we find the Jazz half a million, so all these other teams are going to sit there and go, oh, God, we don't want to deal with this either. Let's see how this plays out over the next couple weeks. But the incentive to tank remains so gigantic that it's not going to change anything right away, and that's the whole problem.
Yeah, I just, you're right. It's so prevalent, and it's so hard to dissuade, let alone prove. Like, at this point, okay, maybe the Jazz sit Jackson and Markkanen for the third quarter instead of the fourth, right? Like, to your point, teams will find loopholes and ways around and plausible deniability towards, well, you weren't tanking. Our guy needed rest. I don't know if there is an easy fix, but just I thought a little more punitive punishment may help. I don't know if that's realistic or not. I mentioned the LeBron James double or triple double last night as we were coming back from break. You still see it in glimpses, right? Like, LeBron's still in there. He may be a shadow of LeBron at the peak of his powers, but it's still in there. I guess my question about LeBron is, can it be in there often enough in the playoffs that the Lakers can actually put together a run?
No, and that's the biggest problem. And to any LeBron point, LeBron's incredible. For me, he's the second best player behind MJ. What he's done over the last two decades is unbelievably awesome. But when you watch him now, you have the moments like we saw last night where you go, oh, yeah, I've seen this. I know what this is. To exactly what you're saying, though, there's just no way. And there's no way, even as great as LeBron is, can anybody expect someone to play at the level he played at for so long this late in his career. It's just not going to happen. It shouldn't make you go back in time and go, oh, man, I remember. I mean, all those playoff runs, especially with Cleveland and the talent that wasn't around him, you go, oh, he can do it. This LeBron is just not close to that LeBron. It shows how high the standard was for so long. But anybody who's banking on the Lakers being able to do anything this year right now, he can still have his moments. He just can't put it together night to night the way we're used to seeing.
Where do you think he is next year?
If we were betting on it, I would say probably Cleveland. It feels like LeBron loves a good story. There's no way. I mean, I thought at the beginning of this year, this was it. There's just no way in my mind, having watched LeBron all these years with the ego that he has, that he's not getting a farewell tour. There's no way that LeBron isn't going to all these arenas and getting the rocking chair. Oh, thank you, everybody, for coming out. It's been so wonderful. That would shock me if that happens. And, you know, who knows over the course of the next couple months. But Cleveland makes a hell of a lot of sense. You can have Bronny in Cleveland for that run one more time. You have a younger team that can't really seem to get over the hump. It makes a lot of sense from a storybook standpoint. And if we know anything about LeBron, we know that he's aware enough and perceptive enough to want that ride off into the sunset.
Let's keep it in Cleveland for just a minute. Were you shocked or surprised at all by the Harden deal?
Any team that is banking on James Harden to lead them in the postseason, good luck to them.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, it ties into the LeBron question, because do you believe that Harden can still do it? Absolutely. I mean, there are nights when James Harden is going to have 35 or 40, and you're like, oh, yeah, he's rolling. We've seen this. There are far too many other nights in Harden's career, especially in the games that matter the most. You're like, where the hell is Harden? What's going on? So I was surprised that a team like Cleveland, who knows they need that extra piece, was banking on, oh, you know who's going to save us? James Harden. That is just not a recipe for success. I mean, you can try any which way you want. When you've seen it this many years in a row, it's tough to see something that hasn't ever been there.
Nick Friedell is with us, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Kendrick Perkins had a great line yesterday on Get Up on ESPN, Nick. There's only three things I fear: healthy food, reality TV, and the Detroit Pistons. And the Pistons have opened up, above and beyond that being a great line, the Pistons have opened up a 5.5 game lead in the East now. You go to bet it if you want to bet Pistons to win the East, and they're right there on the board, right next to the Cavs and the Knicks, and not far ahead of the Celtics. And I get it. The Knicks and the Celtics are going to be there. But I look at those two teams as always being one key injury away from the house of cards tumbling. It's not a knock on the depth of their rosters. It's just that one key injury brings it all down. We just mentioned Harden and the Cavs. I'm right there with you in lockstep. I'm sorry. They're not going anywhere with James Harden on the roster. I don't want to say it makes it the Pistons by default, because I think a lot of us have been really impressed by what the Pistons have done this year. I love Cade Cunningham, but does it make sense to you when Perk says, fear the Pistons, that they realistically are the team to beat in the East?
It still worries me a little bit because we haven't seen it happen. With the Pistons, what you're banking on is, can the team that has been dominant at times in December and January really keep things rolling when the stakes are going to be the highest? I'm a big believer in Cade Cunningham. I think he's coming into his own. It's only a matter of time before he goes and wins an MVP. I think we're a year or two away from that right there. The problem with Detroit is when you have a team that has not had enough experience, it's rare when they go from not having a lot of experience or getting knocked out in the first round last year to, boom, the finals. The issue there, and the reason I actually am starting to believe that it could happen, is I've not sold on the Cavs at all. We outlined it. The Knicks, I mean, this was supposed to be the Knicks walking away with the East, and they had all these pieces, and they make the Tibbs to Mike Brown switch, and you go, oh, okay. The Knicks don't look like a team that is running real well. And they have Jalen Brunson, and he's awesome, especially in the clutch, but I'm never, ever believing that Karl Anthony Towns is the guy that you are winning with in the biggest of games. So we go back to Detroit. I mean, Boston with Tatum, maybe, but that is a stretch to think that he's going to come back, play it the same way he's played for so long. I actually wouldn't mind throwing a couple bucks on the Pistons, because I think your odds are still pretty good, and there's still enough doubt at this point in the season where you go, ah, it's worth it for me to take the risk. And tying it all back around, when you play Detroit, you know you're going to be in for one of the toughest games of your season. They hit you hard. They have no fear. And they have a ton of depth and talented players. And when you have that type of recipe in the playoffs, you are going to give yourself a chance. The question is, how are they going to rise when they need to in those games that have the biggest importance that they've ever been in? And only time will tell. But given those options, that's where I'd put my money.
Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell with us here on You Better You Bet. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos. Before I let you run, All-Star game, All-Star weekend, Nick. Is there a fix for this? I don't think there is.
Chris, I grew up watching the All-Star game and being so excited to turn on the TV and see the best of the best and see them playing at a pretty high level. I'd say back to 2012, when I started covering the league and being around, there was a game in Orlando where Dwayne Wade broke Kobe's nose. And you went, whoa, these guys are still into it. It was also the game where people might remember the East starters are dancing and Derrick Rose is sitting on the platform like, I'm good. There were a lot of different layers there. But When you watched that game, you went, this still matters to these guys. That was 14 years ago. I've been lucky enough to cover a lot of different All-Star games. I've been lucky enough to watch the league kind of grow and all the money that's poured in. All of that is to say, I don't believe that there is a fix. I think the game has lost its way completely because it doesn't need all these quirky USA versus the world, KD versus LeBron, oh, Steph's going to pick it. That thing last year watching Steph Curry play Ryan Dunn, I was like, what the hell is going on? So I don't buy that anything's going to change because it's all on the players wanting to be out there and perform. If you can't get East versus West and guys trying hard, you have a very big problem. And we could talk about this all day. All I would say is when you watch the All-Star game, what is it starting to remind you more and more of? The regular season. And when that trust starts to erode for a fan base that is expecting a certain level, it only goes down from there. So I am very concerned as somebody who makes their living around the league that it's way bigger than the All-Star game now. It's these guys night to night. You're not sure who's going to be out there, and whoever's out there, you're not sure how hard they're playing before the playoffs. And I think it is a major, major problem for the NBA.
Nick, appreciate the time, man. It was great catching up with you.
Great to be with you, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell with us here on You Better You Bet. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Great insight from a veteran NBA insider there. I'm glad. Look, I didn't think I was alone in the thoughts about the Cavs adding James Harden, but that was my biggest takeaway from Nick there, is that this is a thought and a belief around the league, amongst people who are around the game every day. Did Cleveland need to do that? I don't think they did. I understand the point about trying to get over the hump, but I don't think that was the move. And I think it's going to end up hurting Cleveland, forget in the long term, in the short term, two and a half months from now, when we're in the first, maybe second round of the playoffs and Harden goes cold for a couple of nights, and the Cavs dip out early yet again. Coming up, we have laughed, we've cried, we've learned a lot. The three stars of the day next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Next year's biggest NFL story starts now.
Westwood One, baby!
We're getting the first reps of next season. Buckle up. The road to week one just opened on Westwood One Sports.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. as you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More Biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular
One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
It's Friday. The weekend is here. We're feeling good on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on Westwood One Sports, always inside the Westwood One Sports app as well, and live across North America on Sirius XM channel 375. Appreciate each and every single one of you for joining the show today. Bleck and Abdallah are up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get you our three stars of the day in a moment, because some interesting things were said by our friends on the show today. Regardless of whether it's on the field, on the court, on the ice, whatever action you're into, you want to remember the most exciting moments long after the final whistle. Betting with boosted odds can get you started on that journey. Activate your odds boost token on any sports bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if you win. Grab your token, elevate your excitement with BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app today. I mentioned it earlier. We played the Kendrick Perkins clip talking about the Pistons. We talked to Nick Friedell about the Eastern Conference, the top of the Eastern Conference as well. I love the Pistons at plus 340 to win the East. I mean, what is their path going to look like in the Eastern Conference playoffs? I mean, maybe they open up with like a Charlotte and they get a Cleveland in the second round. Is it going to be a tough road to the Eastern Conference Finals? Kenny mentioned that in our chat earlier here while we had Nick on. At the very least, Detroit gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. At the very least. And then we'll see who they face. It's going to be a much more experienced, I presume, Celtics or Knicks team, but two teams that can't really afford to get dinged up in those first two rounds. They can't. They got to be fully healthy going into the Eastern Conference Finals. Otherwise, I think the Pistons take care of them, despite the experience disadvantage. And Cade Cunningham looks like a dude who's ready to take off in the postseason and become a household name for even non-NBA fans. I love the Pistons at plus 340 to win the East. They're going to be in the conference finals. And then Win 4 out of 7. Bang. Returning almost 3.5 times your money. I love it. Let's get to our 3 stars of the day.
3. The other part is if you draft Jeremiah Love at 9 overall, guys, he has to me immediately be a top 5 running back in football. Immediately. There's no, right away. He's got to eventually be a Jahmyr Gibbs. He's got to eventually be a Bijan Robinson. And maybe he is. He has to be that kind of back, in my opinion, if you're going to go in at number 9 overall.
Alex Gold earlier today from Kansas City talking about the prevalent thought that the Chiefs are going to go running back at the top of the first round with Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame. I would love that pick if I were a Chiefs fan. But he brings up plenty of questions about the impact of taking a top 10 running back and whether you can immediately get that return on investment with some high-end draft capital. Interesting thing to keep an eye on as part of what could be the most interesting offseason the Chiefs have had in at least a decade. Number 2.
2.
The league has a massive, massive problem with all this. They know it, which is why they're coming down as hard as they can. The reality is the incentive to tank remains so gigantic that it's not going to change anything right away, and that's the whole problem.
Nick Friedell, Odyssey NBA insider, just a few moments ago talking about the tanking issue in the NBA. I told you, you want to punish a team like the Jazz for actively tanking? Don't fine them. Money doesn't mean anything when you're pulling in $340 million a year in revenue. $500,000 fine? No way. Take away lottery chances. Then you might have something. Finally, number 1.
1. I mean, personally, I think he could be better than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold just won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And now I know that he has got a lot of weapons around him, and that defense is incredible. I think he could be at least as good as Sam Darnold, right? And he was the, what, number 3 overall pick by the Jets? So I think that there's a real scenario where Fernando could be good.
Hugh Myers of Raider Nation Radio on the expectations for Fernando Mendoza when and if he becomes that first overall pick. I'm telling you, trade the pick, start the rebuild, get your quarterback later. We'll see. Like I said, Bleck and Abdallah up next here on Westwood One Sports. Thanks to Bill Zimmerman, Tyler Morales, Kenny Henderson, Mike Brown, and Dan Turner. And thanks to each and every one of you for joining. Keep it right here on Westwood One Sports. Have a great weekend.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with the Platinum Card. Transfer your credit card balance to the Platinum Card within your first 60 days and get a 0% intro APR for 12 months. Our members could save thousands of dollars over the promo period. Visit NavyFederal.org/platinum. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 10.24% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends 3/31/2026.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number sales.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A+ on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York. And